she puts my clip taken out of context to support something that I never did. Welcome back to the Shake Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Van Shake, and of course we don't have a co-host. Still looking for one of those. If you have been following me on any of my other social media, either my main channel or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere else, you would know that I have been posting quite a bit of short videos. Are really not specific to body language at all. I've kind of moved away, not completely, but just kind of, I don't know, the way I like to say it and like to think of it is just matured a bit. And I'll still, of course, always be interested in behavioral stuff, you know, with body language and analyzing things, breaking things down, trying to come to the truth and investigating. That's never going to change. It's just that I have been noticing that I can't compete with liars. Okay. I mean, quite frankly, I just can't compete with liars, you know, just people who put out videos, and just saying whatever you want to hear and just pointing out some bull crap about their body language and just confirming your already previously held beliefs. I can't do that, and I can't do that with a solid conscience. The point is that I feel like as a creator, I have matured past solely body language and similar things like that and moved to other more interesting things that require a little more education. So there's a video that came out by a young lady named Mulecat, kind of like an investigative channel she is. Mulecat with a few hundred thousand subscribers, and she gets quite a few views for every video. And I noticed that she puts out like a video every like 3 months, does some kind of big investigation and does that. And most of her videos get several hundred thousand views because she spends, you know, 3 months on the thing. So it's kind of her 3 months worth of work that you see. So we're going to watch her expose of all of her body language channels, including yours truly that she included. And we are going to react and see what we think of her analysis that she claims she has done here.
Personal opinion and empirically proven pseudoscience. Over to our weather correspondent while I go and jump off a cliff.
She's the type of person where, you know, who you meet and you kind of say, oh, you have a cat, don't you?
Well, Brooklyn here gets it.
There's nothing wrong with having a cat, but there's maybe something wrong if the only thing that wants to be around you is cats.
Body language experts. They've annoyed me for some time.
I agree. Some body language experts are quite annoying. There's always a happy medium of when something is too much, it becomes not very good anymore. I think there's way too many body language experts now.
Girls facing the world instead of facing her man.
What does it mean if the triangle is green?
She's a little weird. I mean, maybe I should break down her body language. I wonder if she would like that. What do you think her body language says right here? She's standing up without pants on, apparently, and either a long shirt or a weird muumuu dress that she's wearing, and she's pointing to her between leg region. Yeah.
And now they're all over the only website.
Oh, there I am right there. I'm famous, guys. I'm famous.
On the internet, youtube.com.
So Believing Bruce, the behavioral arts, Derek Van Shake, yours truly. Yeah, that's me. She decided to feature me. That's right. The behavior panel, observe. Looks like Ghost is in there, the guy's in there, and I've never seen this guy over here.
While we sit on the sofa, our brains slowly turning into a mushy paste.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's turning into a mushy paste. Me listening to her. Like, it's a little drawn out. And if you think this is drawn out, later on gets completely drawn out with just some crap that she just throws in there. Because she's just trying to make a lot of money off of a long form video and trying to make as much money as possible because this is her quarterly, you know, ability to pay her rent. So she has to make a very long form video. And the longer it is, the more she gets paid. They start out okay and it's kind of interesting. And if you're kind of on board with it, it kind of works. but then it just dies so quickly. Her watch time towards the end must be like 10%. Don't worry, we're going to fast forward through a lot of this and clip the heck out of this.
But you must rather observe clusters of cues to deception, which allows them to weave any narrative they like.
There is the possibility of people doing that, and that's what I think some people are doing nowadays. I think some people are just figuring out whatever you want to hear and just, you know, pointing out some things on her face and being like, oh, well, there you go. You know, you all don't like Amber Heard, right? So here you go. Point some things out. See, it's fake because you didn't see some tears rolling down her left eye enough. You know, you can make up anything. And that's the reality. And that's what I really hate about body language, is that you can get some people that are just going to say whatever you want to hear and just lie to you, frankly, because they can just confirm whatever you already want to know and already want to hear. So, you know, what Mule Cat is saying here, and I have no idea what her name is at this point. We're just going to call her anything that comes to mind. What Mule Cat is saying isn't completely wrong, that, you know, if there's confirmation bias and you can just say to people whatever they already want to hear and they're going to want to hear it. But to say that all body language is completely bullshit is just wrong. And here's the other thing. To do body language right is more than just to look at the behavior, but to also analyze the verbals and to analyze the speech and assess what they are actually saying, to piece together the subject's words to the facts. That really has a major impact on how accurate you can be, is really pulling it all together. And what she's talking about is just mostly just the behavioral side. Oh, well, look, she did this and she pointed to her hair and she had, you know, she was crying and everything like this, as opposed to also pay attention to her speech, to use everything in concert to be able to have an idea of what's going on and to figure out the truth.
Or they'll watch retrospective cases in which they already know the outcome of an event and then sit there postulating about how they would have seen the warning signs.
And she points out the retrospective of, oh, well, Chris Watts, you know, everyone looks at Chris Watts and they'll say that, oh, you should have known because look what he's doing. Yeah, there's some of that where you have the retrospective bias and you already know the outcome, so you're able to say it. But at the same time, I was making body language videos before he came out and confirmed that he was guilty and confirmed that he did it all. I called that out early on before he came out as guilty. I guess she's showing the behavioral panel here, which I've never seen any of their videos, but yeah, if you look at their backgrounds, they're not very impressive. And here's another thing to always know and always remember. The FBI will never hire anybody who has not graduated from college. And you usually have to go to a pretty good college too. You can't just, you know, take all your college courses from your mom's basement and expect to get into the FBI.
Spotting facial emotions is critical to understand people's behavior and their attitudes to you, because you want to know if they are being sincere or maybe don't have the best intentions in mind. And that's why I created my complete guide to facial expressions.
So with this guy, I actually had no idea that this was the body language guy. I heard of this guy one time. I don't watch any of these channels. I watch none of them because they're just, some of them are unbearable. They're like, they're really bad. But his name is the body language guy, and he looks at basically pictures and evaluates body language just based on pictures, which is nearly impossible and has such a low accuracy that it's kind of a joke.
How is it possible that these two pictures were taken in less than 24 hours apart?
Maybe he does other things, but just to analyze a picture is just a joke. You can't analyze a picture. Come on. You can't do that. There's so many things that could be going on.
I've always felt that people talk about psychopaths very far removed.
Oh, here I am. Here I am. Guys, got to clap. Oh, man.
Don't really even understand what exactly a psychopath is or how they act or what their body language is or anything. The whole idea in this video is to pull all the evidence together so you can easily see their psychopathic body language, behavior, and tendencies so you can more easily identify a psychopath in your own life.
Now in the comments. What famous person do you think is a psychopath? Let everyone know in the comments below. She could have called out that I actually said Jeffrey Dahmer's name as Jeffrey Dahmer in that video, which was pretty embarrassing, you know, but she didn't. So thank you, Mooncat.
I'm going to leave a link to the video that I made about ways to avoid gaslighting and manipulation, the tools that gaslighters use and how you can counter those tools. Very important stuff, all in the description.
Oh, Spidey, this guy. And that guy is, I don't know, some other guy.
Love it.
He used to be a magician. An actual magician on like America's Got Talent and would do card tricks and, you know, a bunch of these kind of deceptive things that are just kind of stupid. Apparently he didn't go too far in America's That Got Talent. And then he made a YouTube channel. And I remember stumbling upon some of his card tricks. And I remember looking at his card tricks and just the way he was presenting it. And I was like, you're kind of cringe. And oh, guy, you got to have a lot of more improvement. I can't believe you're on America's Got Talent. Apparently, he changed his channel name, apparently, to now the Behavioral Arts. And now he, like, does deception detection, which he just, I don't know, just calling out bullshit that he just sees. I don't know. It's just so funny. This is a little bit of my little fuck you to the body language community. Again, I believe in body language. I believe in, deception detection. I believe in all that, but you got to do it the right way. You got to pull it all together. You got to use it in conjunction with the evidence. Any kind of speech deception, physiological deception, behavioral deception, all of that, pulling it all together along with the evidence that is available, pulling it all together, and that's how you find out the truth. But simply just looking at a picture or a short clip and just looking at only the behavior, you're not going to be able to have a very good, accurate outcome and analysis of that situation, that individual. You're not. The more information you have, the more aspects you pull together, the more accurate you can be.
And it's actually an indicator of how much you get. Freud even said, which is probably why he didn't bother trying to hide the fact he wanted to fuck his own mum.
How did she get away with saying that? I couldn't even suggest something like that, even as a joke. You know how badly I'll be shadow banned and demonetized? I'll be demonetized for the rest of my life if I ever said something like that.
Is now an acknowledged expert in the interpretation of body language.
We're going to be clipping the heck out of this podcast, but at this point, I am literally on TikTok as I'm half watching this. This is just so bad. It's so boring. How does she pay her rent?
Such a great community up in Santa Barbara, so.
Being Carol Vorderman right now. Why won't you debate me? Are you scared of being steamrolled by my hard to swallow fact pills?
There's going to be a lot of pop Evo psych in this video, and I'm going to get very angry about it.
To actually totally disregard evolutionary psychology, to say that there's no bearing at all, just because you don't want to believe in it, Mooncat, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. To actually say body language is bullshit and it's impossible to read body language accurately is basically to say, I'm never going to ever use emojis ever again when I text people. That's what it is. That's what it's saying. You know, because when you're looking at emojis, okay, you're looking at body language. It's all behavioral. So if someone sends you a frown emoji, you should text back and say, what do you mean by this emoji? And yes, some things are more difficult to call, but that's just the art of the field to try to tie everything together. And again, one thing that I don't like is when these so-called body language people, what they do is just, you know, don't really have much evidence of a real big bombshell type of informative piece of information they can give you, such as this person is lying, but are saying it anyway, just because they know that's what you want to hear. But that doesn't mean that you should just throw out the baby with the bathwater and be like, hey, because you can't tell every situation, every single situation with 100% certainty, that means don't even bother, don't even bother, don't even bother, and it's all crap. That's not true.
It stood out and unnecessary.
I'll tell you what's unnecessary.
And what she's doing is making a compilation of the worst of body language. Yes, there's a lot of bad body language reading. And yes, some people overextend themselves. Yes, and that's a problem. And that's unfortunate for the field and the topic on YouTube. But it doesn't mean there's no good information to glean from someone's behavior, body language, speech, physiological movements. It doesn't mean that there's not good information to kind of pull all together to see what's really going on. And that's the part that she misses completely in her video. And you know, hopefully this video pays her rent because, I don't know, she looks like she lives in her mom's basement or something. TikTok is way more entertaining than this girl. Oh my gosh.
Americans are even analyzing the body language of cereal mascots.
A Cornell University study found that adult cereals are placed on higher shelves, kids' cereals on lower ones. From down there, the characters are trying to establish eye contact with kids.
That's actually very true. Adult cereals are on higher shelves, and children's cereals are on lower shelves. And the children's cereals specifically are going to have characters with bigger eyes so that the children are attracted to those characters that are at their eye level. It's just marketing and product placement. If she doesn't believe in that, then this girl is, she has problems. She really needs to learn something. And I looked her up and she's a singer, guitar player wannabe, and apparently makes these videos in hopes that she's going to be discovered. When she sings at the very end of her video, she sings a song with her guitar, and it's so cringe, guys. You read my body language. The song is so gosh dang cringe.
And you can get 50% off a master's degree on getting to the truth.
I personally wouldn't trust any body language university. I think some of that can be a waste of money. Let's take a look at Logan from that Observe channel.
Would be qualified as a researcher or a specialist.
And since I do a vast amount of work in the field, then that's kind of why I went with the master's program.
Oh, so he has a master's degree or is in the master's program. That's what it sounds like, right? But anyone who knows anything about academia, right, is that that's not how it works, because Mr. Observe guy, he's a high school dropout, and I don't know if he has his GED. He said something online that he has a GED, and he says nothing about having a bachelor's degree. In order to get into any master's program, you have to have a bachelor's degree to then be able to get into a master's program, and certainly have a master's degree, you have to have a bachelor's degree. So when he says, that's why I went with a master's program, there's one of two things that's true in when he just said that. One, he either doesn't have a master's degree and he's just lying to you that he does or is in the program. Or two, the master's program is complete bullshit and is not accredited. One of two things is happening here. I remember getting emails from you all about him, and you know, you all would tell me there's this other bald-headed guy with a beard that's now doing body language, but he's terrible, and you can tell that they just give PhDs out to anybody. And that's when I was like, oh, I've heard of that guy. Does he have a PhD? So let me look it up. So I go and look it up, and he's a high school dropout. I'm like, I'm very sick of this topic on YouTube. Very sick of it. Very sick how just anybody just calls out any bullshit that you just want to hear.
Plug a book or a course that your mostly female audience will respond to by alluding that it will keep them safe from their torsos ending up in a wheelie bin.
So you can easily see the red flags to look out for to identify a psychopath in your own life.
She puts my clip taken out of context to support something that I never did. I never promoted a book or a course or anything like that, but she puts my clip there, clipped just the right way to make it seem that I was plugging a book or a course, which I've never plugged any of that in my entire life. It's completely wrong, and I think it's actually defamatory. But am I going to do something? No, probably not, because it's just part of being a public figure, I guess, right? The good news is that we're done talking about her. There you go. That's what we got for you. If you're not already subscribed to the Shake Podcast, give it a subscribe, because we talk about these current event topics in more conversational detail, covering psychology, behavior, and criminology. We are everywhere you get your podcasts, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon. You can watch the show on YouTube. Everywhere you get your podcasts, that's where you can get the podcast shaked. See you at the top.